This is Mimi, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to All the Geets. This is our first semester, actually, where we're not going to have my co-host, Gracie, which is pretty sad, but I'm excited about the semester. I think we're going to have some really good music coming up, especially this show. I'm just going to be playing a lot of music that I've been listening to lately. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it. That was Fly Like an Eagle, Steve Miller Band. You probably have guessed why we just played that, but let's just say fly, eagles, fly. All right, well, next song coming up is Daisy Chains by Will Joseph Cook. Hope you enjoy.
Glow, melt and flow.
So I just played Daisy Chains by Will Joseph Cook, Rhythm and Blues by The Head and the Heart, and then followed by Sleeping Lessons by The Shins. So I just have a little PSA for you guys about the Museum of Science. It says, the Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world, from the nested spirals of a sunflower seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That sounds really fun. Mirror maze. That like sounds simultaneously really fun and kind of like my worst nightmare. But that sounds really great. I have been really enjoying that. So coming up next, I have kind of more... I don't even know what genre I'd stick this kind of music into, but just music that I'd probably like to listen to when it's snowing. The past three songs are kind of more sunny day songs. The next two coming up are by Youth Lagoon and Bon Iver. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. There I found you haunting constellation. There isn't ceiling in our garden. And then I draw an ear on you. So I can speak into the silence.
It might be over soon.
Something you gave me, I focus on 100 moments ready sewn into my memory. But you still come loose though, the time it grows. I know you like to take it slow, but I got to know. That's why you got to come here alone.
Ooh, what a miracle. Smiling up in my face. Taming the animal. Putting me in my place. Yeah, 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 yeah. Made in America. Daddy plays for high stakes. Mama gave the goods to ya. Then you sent her my way. Yeah, 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 yeah. You showed me a way out as we lay down. And all I wanna do is give you my everything. Give everything to you. Cause you are the rise and fall. When you raise, I call. I promise you I'll be the man you need in me. Cause all I wanna do is give you my everything. Give everything to you. Ooh, if I'm playing up, treat me like a playground. Shower me in your love. Tease me till I know how. You show me a way out as we lay down. And all I wanna do is give you my everything. Give everything to you. Cause you are the rise and fall. When you raise, I call. I promise you I'll be the man you need in me. Cause all I wanna do is give you my everything. Give everything to you. So child, stay wild. Wanna show how I'm living up your love now. So child, stay wild. And all I wanna do is give you my everything, give everything to you. Cause you are the rise and fall. When you raise, I call. I promise you I'll be the man you need in me. Cause all I wanna do is give you my everything, give everything to you.
So that was a lot of songs between the last time I talked, but we listened to 22, Oversoon by Bon Iver, In the Midst of It All, Tom Misch, I hope that's you pronounce it, and Soul Child by Zach Abel. But I just wanted to talk a little bit really quickly about Bon Iver's album 22 A Million. That is a loaded album. I really encourage anyone that likes Bon Iver to just, or even just likes music, or religious symbolism or anything like that, to really look into the meaning of that album, because it is packed with so much really good stuff. But even just so the most popular track on that album, I'd say, is probably 33 God, and that's the fourth track off his album. And just even the symbolism in that, 33 is the number of years that Jesus was on earth, and Bon Iver actually released that track exactly 33 days prior to releasing the album, and the song itself is actually 3 minutes and 33 seconds, which is really cool. But I chose 22 Oversoon because that's just a song I've been listening to lately. But I've been really looking into kind of what it means, and I think I view it a little bit differently than maybe how Justin Vernon intended it to mean, but I just found it interesting. So the way that he wrote it, I'll just read a quote by him, but he said, let's see. He said that, I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go. He said, "Don't go off to Greek islands off season by yourself, trying to find myself, and I did not. I felt really poor, and I just heard this chorus in my head, this feeling might be over soon." And so he talks a lot about in the making of this album just how 22 stands for himself, and it's kind of this idea, this reflection of his duality of his relationship with himself, his relationship with the rest of the world, and a million meaning the entire rest of the world that he'll never know. And so it's a lot about just self-discovery and figuring out who he is, what he believes in. But I just found it interesting. So in 33 God, the opening scripture in the official lyric video actually quotes Psalm 22, and it says, "Why are you so far from saving me?" And I'm just going to read a little bit of that scripture just for you so that you get a little bit more context. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises, and you, our ancestors, put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. And so I think kind of in this case, like Justin Vernon, you kind of see the frustration in him trying to find meaning in the world and trying to possibly find that through religion. And I guess for me, I think he focused a lot on that first part of God forsaking him. But it's literally in the next scripture. It just says that people cry out to God and he always delivers them and they're able to trust in him. And I think my answer to kind of what Justin's searching for is a relationship with God. And I know a lot of people have different opinions of that, but I just want to remind you guys today, I know school is getting really crazy, and I think a lot of times in the winter we can feel kind of depressed, but in trying to find yourself and in trying to find peace, you can look for it in a bunch of different places. For me, I find it in God. For other people, they find it in music or hobbies or friendships or family. But I just hope that wherever you're at today, that you can find peace in that. And all right, so coming up next, this is an artist that I've been really enjoying lately. His name's Versace, I think, or Versace. But it's spelled kind of weird. That's why I'm saying that. But this is Hiccup. I hope you enjoy. Thanks so much.
Oh, 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 oh Like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, I'm just not there. All these street lights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cabin, I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, I'm just not there. In these streets, in these streets, I'm just not there. In these streets, I'm just not there. Life just ain't fair. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cabin, I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, I'm just not there.
Good Lord, take it away. That's how it goes. Don't go live your life.
So that was Streetcar by Daniel Caesar, Me Versus Me by Otis Jr. I actually just found Otis Jr. like the other night, and I've been such a fan. So if you have never heard of him before, I would definitely look him up. He's really good. All his music is incredible instrumentally, just every part of it. But coming up next, I have Tash Sultana. I really like her. If you, she has a really good Tiny Desk Concert, the NPR series on YouTube. She's totally one of those people that is just like in love with music. and doesn't really care what she looks like, doesn't care how she's viewed or anything like that. Like, when she's playing music, you can just tell she's so, so into it, which is what I love. And you can totally feel that going into her music. This is one of her more popular songs, Jungle. And as of now, I'm going to just go ahead and play this, and then Sheep by Mountjoy. So this is the last you'll hear from me today, but thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed the music, and I will see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. All right. Have a geek day. All right. Bye-bye.